Okay, this is a Scoop Audio interview. We're talking with Paul D. Miller, aka DJ Spooky, who's here with his show Rebirth of a Nation for the International Arts Festival. That's on Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th of March. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. Now, not a lot of people over here know about the original movie, Birth of a Nation. Perhaps we should talk about that for a bit.
Yeah, well, you got to remember the film came out in 1915, and it really set the tone for how representation of, like, you know, all sorts of stuff, race and, you know, ethnicity, how women should be portrayed in films. He invented the close-up, for example. He also invented the style of having multiple stories going at the same time, which was a really big innovation. And it was the first film to play in the White House, you know. So it created an entire cultural movement based around essentially what was a false kind of vision of race, you know.
Yeah, it's a kind of interesting tension at the start of American cinema, really, because D.W. Griffiths was, I've seen him called the father of American cinema. It was establishing the full-length movie, and there's this really successful piece of Ku Klux Klan propaganda, basically.
Yeah, so, I mean, what's eerie about it is how, to me at least, it's incredibly resonant with what's going on with a lot of the United States right now. I mean, you have a country that's portrayed as an occupied state, and you also have, you know, kind of a serious sense of political malaise and corruption going on.
Right.
Which, hey, I mean, being, you know, it's a metaphor for quite a few things. I tend to think of as actually current America rather than historical. So sometimes America has very little... it's hard to describe, but people just don't compare things that much to other, you know, historical moments in time. So my motto is those who don't learn from the past, of course, are doomed to repeat it,
yeah.
Which seems like a lot of... I really want the film to be viewed as a metaphor for a different America.
Right. The race thing kind of plays through to the... like democratic... questions about the system in the U.S. I'm thinking of the 2000 elections and the Florida black voters there.
And the 2004.
Yeah.
Well, disenfranchisement and the idea of, you know, all of a sudden having your votes not be counted, I mean, that's something that goes against the grain of every idea of what we think of as democracy.
Yeah.
So, you know, and meanwhile we have some very deeply flawed policies being enacted. I view the film, again, like as a commentary on that kind of stuff, but also it's not a cynical dismissal. What it's saying is that there's possibilities, and we just need to understand some of the stuff to kind of move forward, and rather than just be stuck in a rut.
Right. So what you're actually doing in the performance is remixing the movie live on stage.
Yeah.
What's the setup for that? Just, I mean... from the audience's point of view.
Well, you have to imagine the basic idea is to apply DJ technique to cinema.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is kind of riffing on not only the idea of editing and sequencing, because that's what makes things happen in this world, but how you can, I like to think of it as a kind of a jazz improvisation, because I edit the film and change it live every night.
And, you know, with the, looking at those questions we've just been talking about and what you're doing, or just throwing things together and seeing what happens?
No. I mean, it's very intricately planned. I mean, I'm using software to edit the sequences and scenes. I'm kind of rebuilding the narrative. I mean, it's a story. I don't want it to be floating in outer space.
Sure.
But the idea is you're retelling the story from a lot of different versions. So with software these days, you really can edit down to the last, like, atomic particle, so to speak, you know. And that's what I try and get people to think about.
What else are you throwing in there with it?
Well, I composed the whole soundtrack based loosely on Robert Johnson. He did a series of records called Phonograph Blues.
Yeah.
And they were kind of records that he was kind of frightened of the fact that he could hear himself on a record.
Huh.
And it blew his mind as a bluesman who was used to playing live.
Right.
So what's kind of funny is that record kind of process made him go back and listen to the record to try and sound like the record. It's kind of, you know, it's very spooky, all puns intended. Like, if you're not sure if it's him playing or if it's the record of him playing.
Yeah. Right.
And that's kind of the point. So what I did was go and listen to those and then rescore the film to set to this kind of blues material, but with hip-hop and electronic music.
So, just more generally, I mean, what you're using the sampling and the remixing to, I suppose, interrogate cultural images and things like that. Is that the way mixing generally works for you?
Yeah, I'd say remixing is always your one first and foremost having a sense of irreverence, but also by even thinking about a topic, you're automatically bringing it into your whole style. So, the weird thing is I'm not saying that I'm making the film more acceptable. What I'm doing is deconstructing it and asking questions about current situation rather than ignoring the past. And so I tend to think that right now, the world needs to understand a lot of things about tolerance, about diversity, and also just about accepting the fact that not everyone is going to have the same view of the world. I mean, the conflict in Iraq, the sort of Muslim quote-unquote fundamentalist versus the Christian fundamentalist in the U.S., all of those are, to me, really solid metaphors for what the film itself is talking about.
It seems like a challenging choice of material for a black person to be working
Yeah.
with.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's the point. It's
Yeah.
like I'm not trying to say I should ignore, escape, and or shove under the rug
Yeah.
anything. It should be confronted. I consider the film kind of like a digital exorcism, kind of looking at America's racial demons and saying, well, that's the way it is. We need to understand it and move on.
I was just feeling the urge to ask the question, but do you know any other DJs with degrees in French literature?
Yeah, no.
Does it, I mean, do you feel the difference in your approach from coming from that sort of
Yeah,
blackboard
sure.
angle?
I mean, yeah, I went to school. I mean, Kanye West went to school. I think he was planning on being a doctor. I mean, there's plenty of, Rob Swift, he's a turntablist, he's a friend of mine. He majored in, I think, political science. But very few people really try and incorporate a lot of what they've learned at school into their art. A lot of times they want to escape from it. Which for me, it's the idea is to kind of find a middle ground.
You said in Rhythm Science that you started DJing as a conceptual art project. Is it working out?
Yeah, sure. Things have been great. I've been DJing all over the world for the last 10 years or so, and basically, it's been a very good cycle. My last album is with the guys from Public Enemy and Slayer. It's called "Drums of Death." I got the drummer from Slayer, Dave Lombardo, to play a lot more of a hip hop style stuff, and then got Chuck D to rhyme more of an old school kind of scenario. It was just a really fun project, and I enjoy doing these kinds of things as projects because they don't define you. Everybody wants to put you in a box, saying, "Okay, this is what you do, or this is what you studied, or whatever." And I like to be kind of a free radical, so to speak.
So you've been to New Zealand before, I understand.
Yeah, I love New Zealand.
Cool. Enjoying your time here now.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been having some great food.
Oh, cool. Now you've also got an appearance at the Writers and Readers Week, and the other thing is you're DJing a party at the Festival Club on Thursday night. Are there any clues what we can expect from that one?
Wild video and multimedia.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That sounds good. That would be about all of my questions.
Okay.